If America would follow the ways of God, then the blessings of God that came on Israel would come upon America. What blessings? Peace, prosperity, security, power. So America would become the most blessed, most prosperous, most powerful nation the world had ever seen. So the foundation of the House of America is without question dedicated to God, dedicated to Messiah for God's purposes. That's what made it unique. Not the land, not the economy, not anything else, but this. And even when, as America was secularized, still this affects America, even up to modern times. That why does America have this sense of the sacredness of the individual? Because every individual is made in the image of God. From that you get equality. From that you get the freedom of conscience, that it doesn't matter what the government says, you are first made in the image of God, and that no government is above God. That's why when totalitarian ideologies rose in the world, like fascism and Nazism and communism, America was the key defense from stopping it from covering the entire world. You can see it throughout. And even the sense that America has had, that we have a mission to the world. Where did that come from? That came from this. It got secularized, but it's from here. A light to the world in some way. You see this long after the Puritans, in the words of George Washington, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. You even see it in America, the words of America presidents in the 20th century. John Kennedy spoke of America as a city on a hill. Ronald Reagan spoke of it again and again. It was America's spiritual foundation that led it to become a refuge for much of the world. Most of us are here because our forefathers and mothers were fleeing something or looking for something. It became the foremost champion of freedom around the world.